This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The case of baby Emmanuel Haro has captivated everybody. Something that started off local and now making national headlines. The latest as of yesterday, both parents, Jake and Rebecca, have been charged with murder of their seven-month-old baby. So many questions to this case, but one that everybody's trying to figure out is, where is baby Emmanuel? Over the weekend, you might have saw there was a search going on off the 60 freeway in Moreno Valley. If you saw pictures or video from that scene, chances are they came from Brandy Carlos. You might even follow her on Instagram. She goes by Fire Photo Girl. She's joining me this morning. Brandy, your pictures tell a story, but I'm hoping you can give a little more context to some of those stories because you're actually there witnessing it. Like over the weekend, you were there when investigators brought Jake Haro to that site off the 60 freeway in Moreno Valley in hopes of possibly finding baby Emmanuel. How did you get tipped off about that?
When I saw the sheriff's vehicle and one unmarked car on the side of the road that day, I was running an errand. So honestly, I just came across it by luck. I kind of put two and two together. So I circled back, and about 20 minutes later, that's when the whole search team showed up. They had horses, dogs. They didn't end up using the horses. The horses ended up leaving, but I would say maybe 30, 45 minutes into everybody kind of collecting on the side of the freeway, getting prepared for the search, Jake gets out of the car. They walked him down like this little road and he was pointing, and I wasn't close enough to obviously hear what was going on because I kind of try to stay out of the way when I'm filming, but I could see him pointing and talking, and you know, for about 15, 20 minutes, it looked like he was describing maybe evidence, maybe possibly the baby.
Now, they didn't find baby Emmanuel there, but while you were there witnessing them doing this search, did they take anything? Did you see anything picked up as far as like evidence?
I did see one specific area after they were searching for some time that I thought maybe something was located, because you could tell there was two to three specific areas that they were focusing on, but I didn't physically see them pick anything up and kind of secure it as evidence.
And when you saw Jake finally get out of the car, what did he look like? Was he emotional?
No, he didn't look emotional at all. Actually, he kind of looked, I don't know if it was bad to say or not, but he kind of just looked normal. I mean, he wasn't crying. He didn't look stressed out. He just was casually, you know, standing there pointing, talking. There was a second time that they took him out of the car. I wasn't there for that, but I did see, you know, content on social media of him kind of walking back, and he looked a little different in that moment than when I saw him the first time. Maybe it's because he realized there was cameras on him, so his expression changed.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're super busy. You're out there getting all the content, footage, keeping everybody in the loop. If you want to follow along with Brandy, you can find her on Instagram, Fire Photo Girl. Thank you so much for kind of taking us on the scene with you.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. That's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.